This is Fresh Air. Brittany Howard is well known as the lead singer for the Grammy-winning band Alabama Shakes. In the last couple of years, the Shakes have been on a hiatus, and Howard has performed with a couple of other side project bands. But now she's released a solo album. It's called Jamie, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's a very personal project for her. Here's his review.
Brittany Howard begins her new album, Jamie, with that song called History Repeats. It's a funky, slightly jazzy chunk of music that sounds almost improvised. The song signals to us that this is not going to be the sort of pop soul music that Howard's best-known band, the Alabama Shakes, made. As Howard sings, "I don't want to do it again," she says, "I've already been. I came and went." And she adds, "Don't push me." This album is the sound of Brittany Howard pushing back.
There are miles between us, time between us. There is something between us. I may be a fool to dream of. But God, it feels so good to dream it all. Something short and sweet. There's always a lot on my head for you.
The Jamie of the album title is Howard's sister, who died at age 13 when Brittany was just 8. In her memory, Jamie was a creative girl who is now a spirit that has moved her to make the passionate personal music that fills this album. In a recent interview in the New York Times, Howard said, "For me, this whole record is like, what do I want to listen to? What do I want to hear? That's the whole point. It's not made for anybody else." But in a sense, she's wrong. This isn't selfish music or self-absorbed in any way. It opens outward and draws listeners in.
I just want Georgia to notice me. I just want Georgia to notice me. I just want Georgia to notice me. I just want Georgia. Georgia. See, you don't know it, but I'm afraid to tell you how I really feel. I'll show you what I really mean when I say hello. Oh, how I feel to watch you come and go.
That's Georgia, a song about a crush Howard had as a kid. Autobiography mixes easily into this album. She writes a song called Goathead about a racist incident that happened to her black father and white mother when Brittany was a child. Another song called Stay High is less about ecstasy in a druggy sense than in an emotional high achieved by a meeting of minds and bodies. Brittany Howard's vocal on that piece is high in register. It reminds me of Curtis Mayfield's falsetto. At other points, this album carries echoes of Sly Stone's There's a Riot Going On album, of D'Angelo's album Voodoo, and in Howard's prickliness and willful eccentricity, it reminds me of underrated Joni Mitchell albums like Night Ride Home and Turbulent Indigo. But most of all, it's a Brittany Howard album, something we haven't heard before. The experience of Jamie is like discovering an artist all over again.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Brittany Howard's solo album called Jamie. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about how the same organization that fueled conspiracy theories about the Clintons in 2016 is behind the discredited story involving Joe Biden and his son's work in Ukraine. The organization was founded by Steve Bannon. Our guest will be Joshua Green, a reporter for Bloomberg Businessweek, who also wrote a book about Steve Bannon and his role in the Trump campaign called Devil's Bargain. I hope you'll join us.